This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Okay, Riddlers, on your mark, get set, go!
Oh wait, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Shoot! Darn!
Done.
Okay, belly dance. I'm still on the belly dance portion. What were we doing?
Okay, so that was a foot race.
Oh.
And neither of you moved.
I should say, I done hurt my foot. And I can't walk on it.
Forget it. This is the last time we try to do Hey Riddle Riddle Field Day. You guys didn't even try.
Hey Maybelline, I hurt my foot.
I'm just packing everything up from Hey Riddle Riddle Field Day. You guys didn't even want to participate even.
It's not that I didn't want to participate. I just said every time I tetherball, I hit myself in the back of the head. And without fail, I can't get another concussion from tetherball.
And yet we played tetherball, you did not get hit, and we both got hit in the head by you. So...
And also, JPC, I thought it was really cool that you had those fears and that you introduced us to featherball, which was so light and so relaxing.
And it knocks the wind out of you and it hits you in the back of the head, though.
Instead of all these games, let's just do regular riddles. Fine.
Fine. Well, it was a good run. I'm Adelrefi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron.
Speaking of good runs.
Aaron Keesh. I love egg foods.
I don't think there's anything funnier to me than in a Southern accent yelling. I think when I started improv, I feel like 95% of the scenes I saw or did were exactly what JPC did, which was like, hey, Darlene, come in the front yard. You'll never guess what's out here.
Gabby Dixon yelling, hey, y'all going to JCPenney? From out of a window in the IO Theater is still one of my favorite things I've seen. And that was like 2015.
I do love that it's not just like a Southern person yelling. The context is always that they're very far away in both of those examples. Mm-hmm. It's not like someone, because it's insane for a Southern person to have like a shouting match with someone like in close proximity. That's what they would.
Oh, no, they're always far away. And it's always asking if people are going to JCPenney. Hey, y'all going to JCPenney?
Hey, that's the river what took my son. I think that's a Tina Fey bit. Oh, Southern voices. Speaking of Southern voices, JPC, you are from the deep south of Indiana.
I'm from, well, Indianapolis is exactly the center of Indiana. Could it be more in the middle of Indiana? But it is weird though, because I every time that I went to Southern Indiana, or even just like south in Indiana. Like I had a friend who just lived on the south side of Indianapolis, which was not that far away. And he had like a Southern accent. And it was like, I felt like it was more of a rural accent than it was a like actual like Southern drawl accent. It was just like.
Well, nobody speaks like that second one unless you're Colonel Sanders.
Well, I'm just a simple country chicken lawyer.
A country chicken lawyer from Savannah is what that voice is. Wait, what did his voice sound like?
You're on a 12-piece bucket.
Adjourned.
It was more like a cadence thing. Like he just had like more of like a cadence to his voice, and he was from Indianapolis. Like basically, not really. It was outside of Indianapolis, but it was we were from the same place. It's why when people hear Indiana, they think like, you know, two horses and 10 cows, and the horses are the mares.
And the cows are the wives.
And the cows are the wives.
What is, and I'm going to feel dumb as soon as this leaves my lips, but I'm going to risk it.
Hey, I invite you to feel dumb before it leaves your lips, and then you'll just feel normal as you say it.
You're a true friend. What it, so in my head, I always thought Indianapolis was like, the name Indianapolis is one, because it's in Indiana,
sure,
and it's like a metropolis. So to me, Indianapolis is a combination, it's almost like Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. It's a combination Indiana metropolis. Is that correct?
I think Annapolis means city. So like Indianapolis, like Minneapolis. I think Apolis is like the Greek thing for like city.
Is that derived from Apollo? Apollos? Apollo's lisp? Remember
yes.
Apollo had that lisp?
Yes, and it would only come out when he was saying the word city. So it's Apollo's lisp means...
Edith got the Othel for the Thuan?
Yeah, but that's where I think that's where that's from. But you know, I could be absolutely incorrect in Apollos. But there's all a bunch of cities have Apollos on them that are
Minneapolis,
like, yeah,
Annapolis,
Nashvilleapolis. These are cities.
Losopolis.
These are cities.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Uh-oh.
It's from a Greek word meaning citizen of no country. Polis was a city-state of ancient Greece. Adding the A in front means not of. So Minneapolis and Indianapolis, I have no idea, but they took the Apollos from that Greek word.
Fascinating.
Polis.
And Aaron, we should say that
I didn't want to learn today.
We should say that Aaron climbed up her bookshelf ladder and knocked it to the side so that she whizzed by all her books a la Belle and Beauty and the Beast. She grabbed a big old tome that said city info.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I got a concussion twice in that entire exchange.
You pushed the ladder too hard?
Yeah. Going up the ladder, bumped my head, and then pushed the ladder too hard going sideways.
Looks,
man, it's not easy.
There she goes. That girl is so concussed now.
When Aaron got concussed, she dropped that heavy book out of her Zoom, and it fell from the top of her Zoom into the bottom of, or the from the bottom of her Zoom into the top of mine. I caught it. I did look this up. This is funny. So this is funny. This is interesting. I'd say as a fact, polis, as we all know, means the thing that Aaron just said it was. A polis sausage is a sausage that belongs to no one. So,
okay. Well, if I pee right now, we'll go into your screen too, asking for a friend.
Ow. Ow. Why is this hot? It's like acid. It's not hot in temperature. It's hot like spicy.
Okay, well, here you get two options. It's either hot like spicy, or it's the consistency of hail. You decide.
Can I tell you this? So this is something that is kind of gross, but it is something that happened to me this last week.
Thick pee?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't a bodily thing for me, and I will spare you the gory details, but Spaghetti got sicker than she has like got since she was a puppy, and she had Giardia, which is like a stomach bug or whatever.
Oh, no, sweetie. Giardia is
sport peppers.
Peppers that chopped up. It's what you get with a side of Italian beef. Oh, it's delicious.
When you say Giardia to people, you either go with Giardiniera or
Network.
What's the STI? Gonorrhea. Anyway.
I was thinking geranium, so I guess I'm unique.
Yes, that's very unique. Anyway, she got super sick. She threw up like 5 times. But it was like, it was also kind of concerning, you know, when a pet's sick and you're like, oh no. But at one point she was like, we were trying to like, do you want to lay down? Like, where do you want to go? Like, she was just what kind of walking around, just getting everything out of her. So she was just like standing in the kitchen, just like her legs were shaking and she was just staring off in the distance.
Oh,
we're like,
no.
Oh no. And we're like, do you want to drink some water? And she like went and drank some water. And then she like threw up all the water. So I've cleaned up way worse today. And this is just water. And I'm like, well, thank God it's just water. But when I was like cleaning up her water, I was like, it's cold. Like, it's not, it's cold. Aww. Like the water from her bowl was cold.
That's,
and I'm
so
like,
sad.
Oh, throwing up something that is cold is just like, it's got to be the worst experience.
You go, I am not okay in my insides. I'm famously supposed to be around 98 degrees. And if this is coming out cold, then I am not 98 degrees.
If it was in me and it's coming out of me, it should be baked to the correct temperature. But this is not.
speaking of in you and coming out of you, I believe you have some riddles that are dying to be regurgitated to our listeners' ears.
And I cannot wait to borf these little riddles into your guys' mouths.
Yucky yuck.
Borf is my favorite Star Trek Next Generation character. He's got that crease on his forehead.
Yes. You're thinking of Six of Nine.
That's it.
Nice. Okay. So again, I'm digging deep into the listener submitted mail bag for some of these, but I wanted to do just some listener submitted ones, and these are from, you know, again, very beginning of the show. We're talking about 2018. These things are now
I was 20 then.
Prehistoric.
That's wild.
I wasn't even born. These are from August, so they're not 3 years old, but they're getting close. They're getting close to that. Okay, so this one, and this is before we ask people if we could read their names. So I'm just going to read first names. This is from, I believe, Arum. E-R-U-M, Arum? Urum?
Yeah.
Man,
oh, I think this is, I know this person. I think okay. It's Arum, yeah.
Arum.
Yeah.
Well, this is a person that Adel potentially knows, and this is Arum. Arum says, "Hey there, OMPs. You guys make my Wednesday's commute so much better. Please never stop riddling and puzzling, and then take a stab at this Rizzy if you dare. Like a Toyota or Civic, I'm just as good in reverse."
Stab.
What am I?
Stab.
Or Civic, I'm just as good in reverse.
Now, Aaron, are you stabbing Aram there?
No, I'm stabbing the riddle. He told me to take a stab at it.
Oh, is it?
That's true.
How do I do this? Hold on.
Is it my ass that won't quit?
Your ass that won't quit, I have a question about. Is it just as good in reverse?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Is the answer Sadug?
Well, I'm just as good in reverse.
Yeah. So Sadug, one is the couple name for Sadie and Doug, my sister and brother in law. And then two, that's as good in reverse or backwards.
Well, it's not so good. What did you say it was? Wouldn't it be...
Sadug.
Dugsa? As good?
Read the riddle again.
I took G-O-O-D space A-S, and then I flipped that, so it's S-A-D-O-O-G.
Well,
so
you did good as.
Oh, whoops.
Okay, I think I'm going to need the riddle again.
I'm drunk. Guys, I'm drunk.
Wait, you're saying that Aaron just has a good as? No. I don't quit.
For a local charity, I told people I would do a dunk tank, and I accidentally went to the drunk tank, and so I am sloshed. And I'm going to borf.
Okay, well, honestly, this must be your first dunk tank, because every time I go to a dunk tank, I get drunk as a skunk before I go. Otherwise, it's going to hurt my feelings.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are on the hit show Dunk Tank, where you have to pitch an idea. We're going to have Aaron, you're pitching an idea to JPC, who's one of the dunks. And if you don't pitch your idea in a quick enough time or he doesn't like your idea, he dunks all over you.
Why should I, Mr. Waterfall, give you the $1 million prize?
I'm asking for $1 million for 5% stake in my company,
I'm sorry. Mike, can we cut for a second?
Cut.
Thank you, Mike. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm really nervous. I've never been on TV before.
I'm on TV every week. I'm Mr. Waterfalls, actually. It's totally fine to be nervous. I'm going to give you a little something that someone gave me back when I was first starting out that will help you feel less nervous. I want you to close your eyes and imagine me naked.
Okay. Okay.
That helped me
a
lot.
That is hysterical. Okay,
when I
imagined
myself naked, I was like... Ready. Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, all right, okay. I think I'm ready. Okay.
Mike, we good?
Sorry, I was on my phone. What's up?
just say action, Mike.
Did you know that Stevie Nicks is still alive?
All right, Mike's somebody's cousin.
That's surprising.
I didn't say it was surprising.
I'm sorry.
Action.
Okay.
Cut.
I'm Mr.
Sorry,
Mike.
Action. I had to say it. Action.
I'm Mr. Waterfalls. I really want you to win that $1 million prize. Show me what you got.
I'm asking for $1 million for 5% stake in my company. Take money from Mr. Waterfalls and give it to Stevie Nicks. we have raised over $100,000 from other investors.
How much over? Be specific.
No, we're not. We have raised over $100,000. So it's like more or less $100,000. It's basically another way of saying $100,000.
Okay. No, it's not.
No, that's just business talk.
It sounds like you're lying to me.
Dunk.
Are you not pissed?
Hold on. That alarm means that you have one dunk. So there are only two other dunks remaining. That means I have locked in a dunk on my right hand.
Oh,
now,
no.
I also have my left hand on my forehead. And if I lock in a dunk on all three, you will get dunked.
Dunk,
what
dunk.
Is the show? What happens when I get dunked?
Well, that's it. I've dunked you on my left and my right and my forehead. Mike looks like he's still on his phone. Looks like he hasn't hit the actual dunk button. So you have a few more seconds. Mike,
dunk.
You're killing me.
In action. When I worked at a summer camp on the last day, there was a dunk tank of like every session of the summer camp. And you really saw which counselors were most hated by the children, because we would be the ones getting in the dunk tank. And you'd just see something in their eyes, and they would really want to dunk.
Was it you? Would you get?
No, I think they were mostly apathetic towards me. Yeah. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of hatred towards me.
How old were you at this point?
I think I worked at that camp for 2 or 3 years. So it was probably like 16 through 18 or 19. 16, Aaron, 17, 18 probably.
Aaron, are you still working on that app called Pathetic?
Yeah. it will never be finished. True to its name. That's sort of like how I'm branding it, is I'm never going to finish it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I have an app that's also called Pathetic, and what the app does is randomly, at random times, it converts your ringtone to the sound of porn, and then it turns your volume on. So at any point, like, you might get a call or a text, and you should like, and then you're like, sorry, and everyone's like, oh my god, that guy's watching porn on the bus? How pathetic.
I have an app that's pathetic. Caprese Salad. What are we paying $14 for mozzarella and tomatoes for?
Shut up. It's amazing. Did I tell you guys
There's
about...
also basil. There's also basil. We've heard it all a million times
and
before.
And balsamic vinegar, idiots. I maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I went to an improv show, and it was like at CAC, and it was sold out. And I don't know how it happened, but my phone bumped, and it was in the middle of the show, full volume. It went, "This is a HeadGum podcast," and our show started playing. From me, my own podcast started playing in a quiet CIC theater, and I was humiliated.
That's amazing, because people assume the worst, and we also
they're like, "Oh, she was listening to fucking Hey Riddle Riddle on the way here."
She has her own podcast to hype her up for this improv show.
This is
funny, because less than 48 hours ago,
that's true.
JPC and I were playing D&D, and as we're getting ready for D&D, it's like 10 a.m. or something, and all of a sudden my computer starts blaring, "Hey, this is Adel Rafai. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle." And then it stops, and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, "Was that my computer?" And people are like, "Yeah," and they're like, "What do you like? Do you like to like listen to your..." Like, they're all making fun, and it turned out it was JPC had turned on the link for our live show, and it was just the intro. But I was humiliated, because these are friends, but I'm like...
I let everyone believe that it was Adel, because it was Adel's voice that popped out. They're like, "Adel, is that you?" And I was like, "I guess it is."
Oh, God. Right under the bus.
That's like, whenever I'm on tour with the Rolling Stones, I'll play one of their songs and I'll be like, "That was Mick. No, Mick did that."
Did you guys have an answer to this riddle?
Read like it again.
Like a Toyota or a Camry? What was it?
It's like a Toyota. Like a Toyota or a Civic, I'm just as good in reverse. What am I?
So a Civic is Honda. A Toyota could be many things, like a Camry. So one is make and one is model, right? So like a Toyota or a Civic.
It's a word going... It's one of... You like put the word backwards.
One goes... is a make. One is a model. One always tells the truth. One always loves to dawdle.
Dodge...
Oh, they're
Saturn.
Civic's a palindrome.
Yeah, and so is a Toyota.
Oh, a Toyota. Yes, I know that from the Weird Al song.
Yes, you do. You do know it from that, and you know it from this riddle. Thank you, Aram. Yes, the answer is a palindrome.
That's great. I like that one.
Yeah, which is like a Toyota, and a Civic. Or
what's the
like
name of that Weird Al song?
That song is called "That's Your Palindrome for Today." Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your palindrome for today.
Bring such nice, bright colors.
Aquarius.
I am a man of Panama. A man a plan a Panama Canal.
A man a plan a canal, Panama. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. That's my favorite palindrome.
Pretty great.
That's a good one.
I think it was from like, I got that from like a Garfield book or something. I don't know. Anyway, that has stuck with me for my entire life and will be with me until my dying day.
And you don't even remember my last name. So
I
it's
think,
clear what you try to remember.
I know. I remember it. It's quiche. You love eggs.
Oh, come on.
I think it's Cloodle, right?
Cloodle?
Yeah.
Kitten either way, Cloodle.
We're, hey, Aaron, you got to admit, we are getting warmer.
Yeah. This next good, one. Because my pee is so cold, and I would like for it to heat up.
You could, hey, put it in my dog's body. That'll heat it right up. Okay. Hey, here we go. This one is from Annie. I like this one a lot. This one, Annie says, hey, love the show. I thought I'd contribute with a couple riddles from Sweden. These are from approximately the 18th to 19th century from various areas in Sweden. I'll include the Swedish text if you want a go at reading it out loud. What do you guys think? Do you guys want to hear me pronounce these things in Swedish as well?
I'm not trying to get an entire country mad at us, so no.
Well, I will say, anytime we get a listener-submitted riddle or email from Sweden, we do have to do a little segment that's the Swedish Chef Bop, which is Swedish Chef singing a popular song. So I'll go first. It's just going to be a little snippet, just a line or two. Here we go. Brahem, brahem. There's a rebrew yesterday, but too many stars. I came again to give a shit, but never got given a shit because my life is dead. She's a great. I pray your parents turn away. Put your dead foot up and do. Don't get chased to where the first. Please stick to the river, did you for teach your yeasty. Okay.
Okay,
I tried to do the left eye rap, and then I realized it's way too long.
And we're done here.
Aaron's up next.
Great.
Aaron, are you ready?
Okay, let's see. That's that new song that people keep playing on the internet.
I don't know what song that is, but I did suddenly realize that the name Werner Herzog is absolutely just a Swedish chef saying. Werner Herzog.
Okay.
JPZ.
Here we go.
This isn't a song. What is
it? Was that Crazy Frog?
That was Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
Okay, what are these Swedish riddles? I'm ready.
Okay. So here's the first one. Walks uphill and downhill and carries a bone in its mouth. Walks uphill and downhill and carries a bone in its mouth.
Dog. It's not a dog.
These are hundreds of years old and they're from Sweden. It is not a dog. This might help you.
Okay.
Går upp för backe och att för backe Akbar ett bin ett kaften.
Akbar, let me just pause and say, Dad, stop. Akbar is not a Swedish word. Admiral okay. Akbar is not a Swedish character.
It's a trap.
Up and down hill.
It's a trap.
Is it a literal
it's
hill?
A trap.
It is not a hill. No.
Walks up and down hill with a bone in their mouth. Is this a person giving a everlasting blowjob? Because in 100 years ago, because the Scandinavians invented
stop
porn.
Trying
gorgeous
to sell,
song.
Stop trying to sell your new Willy Wonka adult script, okay?
Everlasting
gobsucker. Everlasting knobsucker. Oh my God, we have to write this.
No, we don't.
This musical. Aaron, I'm writing this musical. You're the star.
Oh God, I'm out. I'm out.
there's a great Mr. Show sketch. It's a fun sketch, or it's not, and I don't remember it. But it's like Bob Odenkirk getting back together with his girlfriend, and they've been broken up for a week, and people keep coming into this bar that they're in and like slapping him or punching him because of all the shit that he's done in the week, and he's basically like, I've just been like crying and like missing you for a week, and At one point, he says that he was in a blowjob contest that week, and his girlfriend's like, "You were in a blowjob contest?" He's like, no, giving blowjobs." and then later on, someone throws a drink in his face, and he says something about how like they have a drink named after him at this bar, and she's like, "They have a drink called the Tom Samuels," and he's like, "No, it's called the Ultimate Cocksucker."
That's hilarious.
Perfect.
Bob Odenkirk, comedy genius.
Bob Odenkirk, hey, and he can do it all. He can break bad with the best of them. But do we have an answer for this riddle? This one I think is hard. I'm trying.
Goes
I don't
up
even
and downhill
truly
with a bone
understand it.
Their mouth. I imagine it's like analogous. Like it's not a literal bone.
It's not a literal bone.
Is it like teeth or bone? And we all. It's like every human.
Well, you know what? Actually, let me just double check this.
Or is this like a man in the morning, man in the evening, man at night kind of situation?
Yeah.
Where so, uphill and downhill are like early stage, like beginning half of your life and last half or something?
I don't understand this one truly because carries a bone in its mouth. I think it might be more if it's like walks uphill and downhill and carries a muscle.
I will also say carries a bone in its mouth. I'm more of a Charlotte's a bone in its mouth.
Aaron, I'm a Samantha's a bone in its mouth.
And I'm a Carrie's with a bone in its mouth.
Is it three? Are there three?
No, there's four. Miranda, Samantha, Carrie, and Charlotte.
Remember. Okay.
You're full Miranda. It's funny that you don't remember because you're Miranda. None of this matters.
Sex. Aaron took a pause and the light left her eyes.
Sex and the pity.
Well, after a year of quarantine, you just like are like fucking none of it. None of it matters.
Yeah, so maybe that's your clue. It's not carries a bone in its mouth. I would say carries a muscle in its mouth. Maybe even the strongest muscle.
The tongue.
Okay.
The strongest muscle is the tongue. So what goes uphill and downhill carries a tongue? A shoe?
Yes, it is a shoe.
Wow.
Does anyone know what carries a bone in its mouth is supposed to get you to?
If the shoe fits, kiss it.
A bone in a shoe. You guys don't have bones in your shoes?
Carries a bone in its mouth. Is the bone supposed to be your foot? Like it's the opening of the shoe is the mouth?
Oh, yes. It carries a bone in its mouth. Okay, cool. That
smart, Adel.
That makes sense. Okay.
I would say bones.
That's a great riddle.
I feel like the foot. Doesn't the foot famously have like the most bones?
For most people, it's just
mine.
One big one.
That's why I could never be a ballet dancer.
The doctors have told me that I have 8 bones, so who knows?
Aaron?
I think I would have been a great ballet dancer if I had cared about anything or I was good at being disciplined and showing up places, but I'm not.
Aaron, I need you to plie. Your feet are like loaves of bread.
Thank you.
So this next one. What speaks and replies, but has neither tongue nor mouth?
What speaks or replies?
Telephone.
A simpler way to say this would be, Vadar det som talar aksavar min samhar varken tunga elermon.
A telephone.
Now,
a walkie-talkie.
Now, Aaron, these riddles were written in the 18th century.
You heard me, bitch. Time travel. Time travel.
The answer is The Time Traveler's Wife, so thank you.
Ooh, a great film.
Great
no,
film.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I always think about how Hayley Palmer thought I loved that movie, and she watched it and then judged me, and she realized I was talking about Time. Aww. Very different vibe.
Very different vibe in About Time, but About Time also kind of creepy.
Time Traveler's Wife, famously set in Chicago. They reference Ann Sathers and the Metro. It's like they were here.
I'm so tired of things being set in Chicago and someone Googled Chicago once. So they're like, deep dish?
The Beam?
Yeah. They lived in Chicago for their whole lives. So they proposed at the Bean. They went to the Navy Pier Stained Glass Museum.
That would be an excellent bit. Hey, anyone out there listening, if you're ever going to propose to me, if you propose to me at the Beam, I will laugh out loud and then I'll say yes.
Are we all calling it the Beam?
Yeah, the Beam.
Sean Beam.
The Bean. The Bean.
One does not simply walk into Chicago.
James, can you read the riddle again?
What speaks and replies, but has neither tongue nor mouth?
An echo.
An echo?
No, and Aaron, I think that while the telephone is incorrect, I think it maybe is like around. It can help you get to the right answer because you're on the right track.
Is like it, a letter? Gramophone,
a postcard.
Yes, but like in the olden times, like what would you?
Beep 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 beep. Telegraph.
You don't know the location of a submarine, Aaron. No, this is.
Yeah, I know the location of several submarines, bitch.
I know what.
I'm on Reddit. We're keeping track.
Be more specific. Beep, 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 beep.
I know what
submarine are you talking about? Beep, 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 beep.
I know what Morph code is.
So you're writing a letter, but it's not the paper and it's not the
pen,
letter. It's
a
the
pen.
We'll call it a pencil, and yes,
an ink quill.
It is an ink quill.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Okay, so I want to see a quick scene.
Yep.
Adel and Aaron, you two are on a nuclear submarine. Aaron, you were just dicking around and like playing around at these controls. You don't actually know how any of this stuff works. And then Adel is the captain. He comes up to you to do a Morse code message. You're going to be like sending a Morse code message, and you don't know how to do that.
And sorry, this is one of those nuclear submarines?
Yeah, it's a glass bottom boat, but all around the thing. Uh-huh. It's from Florida.
Great. Professor Daniels, I need you to send a urgent message. This is the most urgent message we'll ever send.
Okay, sorry. I'm ready to do that. I just have Snood is pulled up on here, and I can't seem to find how to exit out of Snood.
Is Snood like sexy nudes?
No, Snood. Remember Snood, the game?
Is that like chewing tobacco?
No, it's Snood? it's like a game you can play on your desktop. Also, Microsoft Paint is up. Sorry, I was just killing some time over here. And also, I want to apologize again and again for farting earlier. I know that's like number one rule here in a submarine is do not fart.
Here's the thing. You're new here. The first 3 months, every new recruit holds it in or they fart, you know, in their bed or in a sweater, a rolled up sweater that they ball up in their hands. But after 3-4 months, you get the hang of it. And we just walk around here. We're just propelling ourselves. Blast off, King.
Okay, that's great.
That's something a friend used to say. Blast off, King.
Well, I really appreciate you being nice about it. So what's the message?
Well, first, let me... it's an emergency, so I have to rip open this protocol pack here. And it says, first thing I have to do is to outright ask you if you know how to send Morse code. I assume this is just sort of...
Oh, and I put it on my resume, for sure. Okay. And that was under special skills. So that is what I said.
Okay. Well, you also said that you knew how to use GarageBand, and yet when... the commanders of the sub wanted to write and record an album, you suddenly seem to not have the...
I figured I would know how to use GarageBand because people say it's super intuitive. So that was just me like assuming I knew how.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I'm ready.
Do you think like Iggy Pop or the White Stripes lists GarageBand as like skills on their resume?
Who?
That's just something fun to think about. Okay. So let's see here. Second step of the protocol is... I have to make sure that you have not eaten in the last 2 hours.
Ooh, what am I going for, a swim?
Well, we're in a submarine, so if something were to happen, we need to know that you can swim to the surface. Because if you've eaten, you will surely either drown or the food is fresh in your mouth to attract sharks.
Yeah, a couple things. Definitely put I knew how to swim in my resume, so it must be true, right? The other thing is...
Well, you spelled swim with 2 M's, so we weren't sure.
And
swam?
And I have to swim in order to send this message?
No. We're just saying this message we're about to send is about to kick off a terrible, terrible war that will surely last for years.
For sure. And so I should just quit out of this game of Snood. I don't have to, like, I'm not going to get back to it soon.
Well, how do you play?
Well, you do, okay, it's sort of like Tetris, but opposite. The stuff's at the top.
Hold
on. Little
sort
monsters.
Of like Tetris, but opposite? So I'm connecting blank spaces?
No, dummy.
To try and fill a board?
You're trying to break down a board, but it's above. So you're shooting little monsters up to the board.
Oh, God.
What?
You're shooting little monsters. This isn't Snood. This is our command system.
Oh.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I was having the best time. I thought I got a high score.
Oh, God. Lots of people. Admiral on the bridge. Which one of you fuck knuckles has been farting in my sweaters?
It's you. Professor, raise your hand.
I killed a bunch of people because I thought the command center was Snood.
I'll repeat myself. which one of you fuck Knuckles has been farting in my sweater?
It was him.
What? No, it wasn't.
Court-martialed.
Oh.
And action.
Night court-martialed?
This scene. Is
Night.
Snood.
Oh, Gemma's obsessed with that game.
Is
oh,
it
yeah.
new?
Gemma
no,
plays
it's that, really old. It's, I played it growing up on my desktop.
Gemma found the app for it and was like over the moon, and she literally plays that about an hour a day.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad and I used to play it on my like childhood computer all the time. It's really addictive.
Damn, you know what not, else is really
she's
addictive?
She's not that much younger than me, and I'm like, Snake? Do you mean Snake?
No,
Snake on a Nokia?
You snood, you lewd. Well, it's that magical time, 7:17 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it really is?
It's riddle o'clock.
Holy shit, how did that happen?
69,420 minutes into the day. So we're going to take a break. This worked out perfectly. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
I love how you keep saying it's 69,420 minutes into the day, which is insane.
Whoops. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Wait, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see
that. Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura
Ooh.
Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great, because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Henson Shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes. Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. Jag blev fad I skogen medan jag levde vargaj stam minsen jag erdod skänger jag rättvial.
I understood meningitis, and that's about it.
Yes, JPC, that's exactly what you should do to alienate our Swedish listeners. Good idea.
I think our Swedish listeners are pretty impressed with my phonetic pronunciation.
We actually have a lot of people who listen from Sweden.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if told you guys, but I'm like a quarter to 30% Swedish. My family's from Dalarna, which is in Sweden where they make those little red horses. And then two, I went to Stockholm and it was truly like the most beautiful place. I didn't realize it's like 400 little islands connected by like bridges and stuff. And every single person I met was like 6'4" and stunning. Truly, truly just a magical land.
Okay, let's go.
Damn, sounds like it was well-stocked homes.
Pretty good.
There's a guy, I was lost, and I was looking for my hotel, and a guy who's clearly like a businessman was like, do you need help? And I was like, yeah, I can't find this hotel. Can you tell me what direction? He goes, no, 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 no. I will walk you. And he walked me like 28 minutes to my hotel.
And oh, I was my like, God.
I was like, the people here are like the most kind, amazing, impressive, beautiful people. Ugh,
I would love to travel. That would be amazing. You guys, find me a rich boyfriend right now. Everybody, go. What are you doing still sitting there? I can still see both of you.
My name's Rich. Can we date?
Get out of my face.
I don't know. Sean's a friend. I don't think I would do that.
Go run. Run.
Okay, so if for all of y'all who don't speak the King's Swedish,
my favorite.
It sounds like this is fucking dog vomit in my mouth. American translation: I was born in the woods. While I lived, I was mute. But since I died, I sing pretty well. Why, Mama?
A tree that got turned into a flute.
This is funny because I think the answer is Stevie Nicks.
No, she wasn't mute. She had the voice of a fucking angel. R.I.P. Stevie.
No, don't. We can't make jokes about that.
No, we can.
We've messed up before. I think this show kills people.
Do you think Stevie Nicks and Nikki Sixx have ever fucked?
Hey, let me put it this way. If I accidentally kill Stevie Nicks by reading this riddle and saying R.I.P. Stevie Nicks, R.I.P. Mitch McConnell, R.I.P. Donald Trump, R.I.P. former Vice President Mike Pence.
The hashtag would have to be RIPPublicans.
R.I.P. Nancy Pelosi, R.I.P. Chuck Schumer.
No, come on.
I could go on and
Chuck
on.
Chuck Schumer. I was born in the woods.
We don't need to kill them. We just need to encourage them to retire.
Hey, death is the ultimate retirement. It's the only retirement you don't need to plan for.
The 401k is amazing.
Okay, if you're not planning for your death, you're going to be a burden to your family.
That's true. I keep telling my family, when I die, give me to a bird.
That's the thing about life. Nobody makes it out alive.
Okay, the answer to this riddle is not what I said about the tree being turned into a flute.
Well, I don't. A wooden flute, Aaron?
Yeah.
No.
Like a recorder.
It's, a recorder, I think, could work. But,
drum.
Is it a little wooden boy?
When I lived, I was mute. I think that this...
when I lived, I was mute.
You're on the right track, but it's an instrument, basically. But it's not that instrument.
Rock?
Is it a lyre?
It's not a lyre.
So can you repeat the full thing again? I was born in the woods.
Yeah, but I don't think that... I was born in the woods. While I lived, I was mute. But since I died, I sing pretty well.
So it's a wooden instrument.
Yeah, but this is not... It's a wooden instrument. This is an instrument that you need like another thing to play it. Like you can't...
Oh.
I guess you could just...
Yeah, the drum guitar.
It's a drum guitar.
Not drum, not piano.
The drum tar.
No, it's woodwinds, I think. I think this is a woodwind. No, I don't know.
So it's like a reed?
Not a reed. It plays with your hands, not with your mouth.
Oboe.
You need a bow for it.
Oh, a violin.
Ah, violin.
A Stradivari. Stradivari? What are those expensive
I want to see a scene.
Well, I don't know. Aaron said Stradivari several times, and her wand lit up, and then her wand went dark, and then her wand lit up, and then her wand lit dark.
Aloha, Beethoven.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are like a world-class spy.
Thank you.
And also a world-class asshole. And you are you are undercover in like this famous orchestra
gotcha.
To try and catch a killer. And you've never touched a violin, and you're trying to fake it. And Aaron, you are the conductor.
All right, let's all play a C. C. Why aren't you playing?
I'm sorry, you were talking to me.
Yeah, are you ready?
Oh, yes. You wanted me to play a C?
Yeah, ready?
I'd rather take you to the high seas. I have a sailing boat, you know.
What? Okay, the performance is about to
okay.
start. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied.
Sorry if at any point tonight I'm a little sharp.
Ka-ching!
Oh my God!
Yes, sorry, that man. I threw a throwing knife at that man. I thought that's
no,
a bassoon.
Don't worry.
That's a bassoon. I thought it was a rifle. Yeah. I thought it was a rifle. Calling me embarrassed.
He's just a bassoon player. Don't worry. And also, he was a third chair, so not much of a loss.
Two bassoon.
Do you mind if I switch over to flute?
What do you mean?
Well, I was going to play violin, but this champagne flute is more to my liking.
Oh,
maybe a champagne flute for you as well?
I got to tell you, you're really impressing me, but there is an audience out there, and we are a little bit delayed in our playing. Look.
It's okay. We'll get started in just a second. Okay, maybe flute's not the instrument for me. Do you want sax?
What?
Do you want sax?
Oh, a saxophone. Oh, my God, I'm blushing.
I guess I could find one of those as well.
Prond. Prond, can you hear me? Prond, this is Mission Control.
Prond here.
Please, just fake play the violin. Stop trying to fuck everyone.
Hey, if you want someone to come here and do the mission, you can call James Bond, you can call Alec Trevelyan, you can call one of the 00s. You called Frond or whatever. I'm not going to call my shot. I'm going to try my best to fuck the conductor of this orchestra. That's how I'm going to do it.
Okay, just...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Da, da, da.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I guess so, but I'm probably going to need a sandwich in between 4 and 5.
Knock it off!
Scene. Scene.
Wow, sexy.
Rames Prond.
A guy flirting with a woman as she's trying to do her job. I love it.
I didn't pick the scene.
I like that you killed somebody with a knife and Aaron giggled. And you're like, oh, a bassoon. I thought it was a rifle. So you knew, and Aaron didn't tell you it was a bassoon.
There's a movie there.
Frond took music class. Like, he has an understanding of these things. He's just not good at his job.
Speaking of having an understanding of things, I think when we went to break, I said that 7:17 p.m. is 69,420 minutes into the day. That couldn't be more right. I stand by that.
No, yes. It couldn't be more wrong. Please, please don't learn math from the show. We're begging.
Who are you calling a moron? All right, this is the last one. This is the last one for Manny.
Okay.
What is longer than the tallest of trees, but still doesn't reach above the berry bushes?
Oh, in Sweden, that's winter.
It's something that's horizontally long. A river.
Yeah, it's not a river. That's a really great guess. Maybe this will help. Varar det son är lang and det langsta träd min anda inte när ovanför berget.
Du hast mish.
You know what? I want to know. Give me a score. If you're a Swedish listener, one, you know, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being 10, 1 being 1, tell me how I did.
Okay, so it's not a river, which I think actually works.
Can you repeat the riddle? It does. What is longer than the tallest of trees, but still doesn't reach above the berry bushes? You think other long things that would be maybe next to a river.
Big old snake?
Yeah, big old snake?
Yeah, snake that's taller than trees.
Hey, enough with this playing around. Just give it to me straight. Am I right?
I'd like to see a scene.
Hell yeah.
Adel, you are like a solo hiker, traveler in the woods. And JPC, you're a big old snake. And you're trying to convince Adel that you're like not poisonous or scary so he can relax.
Sorry, I just want to pass by.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was just sunbathing here upon the path. If you want to pass by, just climb over me and you can continue on your way.
No, this is like the scorpion and the frog.
I'm sorry?
It's an old... It doesn't matter. Can I...
What? Are you saying... Explain it to me. I'm not stupid. I'm a snake. You don't think I could get it because I'm a snake.
Well,
you think it's from a book? You think it's from a book and snakes can't read books, so I wouldn't get it.
Well, it involves a frog and a scorpion, which are animals like you, so I think it's meant for humans to talk about animals, but not to them.
Oh, so you think I don't know frogs or scorpions? I live in the woods and you live in a city and I don't know frogs or scorpions. Some of my best friends are frogs.
Okay.
Fuck scorpions, I'll say that right now. Fuck those assholes.
I don't know enough about the animal kingdom to be
upset. But some of my best friends are frogs.
Okay, that's fine. Well, It's a frog who's going to swim across. The scorpion says, give me a ride. The frog says, no, you're going to sting me. Scorpion says, I swear to you, I won't.
Yeah.
Scorpion gets on the frog's back. They're halfway across the water.
Sure.
And the scorpion stings them. And as they're drowning, the frog goes, what the fuck? And the scorpion goes, I'm a scorpion. What did you expect?
Ah, so you're saying that me being a snake in the road, as soon as you try to climb over me, I'll eat you and devour you, and I'll say something quippy like, I'm a snake. What did you expect?
And I realize now that as I was telling that parable, you bit me on the ankle.
Yes. Now, I did do that, but I'm not a poisonous snake.
Oh.
Well, it's not a deadly poison. It will numb you.
Oh.
Emotionally.
Wow.
You'll still be able to feel physically everything I'm doing to you. Hypothetically. Hypothetically.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I'm no
What size are you?
Pants?
Medium? Yeah. 34 long? Waist 36?
34 wrong.
34 wrong?
I'm a 34, 32.
Okay. If you were thinking I'm going to eat you, do not worry. I have no desire to eat you. Now, I'm going to dress you up in some outfits. I'm going to put you in some outfits.
Montage! The snake is dressing up the snake is dressing up the hiker. Some of the outfits are very, very good, and some of the outfits are very, very bad. They're making friends and they're at the mall. Now they're getting a smoothie. Now they're wearing the very same outfit. Now they're wearing very different outfits. Now they're both dressed up like the village people.
The hiker steps out, presenting an outfit. The snake is reading a paper. He puts down the paper and shakes his head no. Uh-oh, back to the drawing board.
Okay, now I am going to eat you.
Nerds.
And action. Perfect.
What a great little montage song.
Oh, yeah. Put that on all of our montages. So it's not, Aaron, river works, but that is not the answer to this 100-year-old riddle. So it could be beside a river. It's also something that like one would maybe travel on, like
a
river.
A bank or a trail?
A path, a road, a trail?
Yeah, a road.
A road.
Mm. Yes, you got it. It is a road. Annie never actually says that Annie is from Sweden. Annie also just said that they are riddles from Sweden. But either way, Annie, freaking thank you for sending those in. Those were great.
Those are amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Had a fun time reading them.
We need more riddles that are translated from like olden text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, I think Riddle National.
Oh, JPC's having a stroke.
This happens once an episode. I'm coming up with the episode title in real time.
That's Riddle why we created the character JP Riddles, is so we could brush
Riddle
that under the rug.
He's almost there. He's going to get it.
He's almost
there. I think that we need more Riddleton National.
Yep. Here we go. Sorry, I was rewinding him.
I love rewinding myself. Okay, this next one is from Patrick. Patrick says,
Aaron, do you feel like you'd be able to tell if somebody was playing Swedish backwards?
Yes, I'm a very intelligent person with a very good ear.
Okay. JPC, sorry, go ahead.
Aaron has one good ear.
Sorry, guys, I'm fully in the middle of watching some episodes of Say Yes to the Dress, so if you're talking to me at all, I'm only half listening this episode.
That's a game show, right, where if they say no to the dress, they lose $1 million, but if they say yes, they win $1 million?
Exactly.
Honestly, if even one of us is half listening for an episode, that is a 100% improvement. All right, so Patrick is, I'm going to read this in its entirety. And there is an answer to this, but this is a paragraph that I will be reading. This is an unusual paragraph. I'm hoping you can find out quickly what is so unusual about it. It looks so ordinary and plain that you would not think, I'm sorry, that you would think nothing was wrong with it. In fact, nothing is wrong with it. It is highly unusual, though. But why? Study it and think hard about it. You may not find anything odd at first, but if you work at it, it just might dawn on you why this paragraph is totally unusual.
I got it.
Oh, it's written by a condescending piece of shit. Is that it?
I got it.
What is it?
The paragraph is self-aware.
Adel is correct, and Aaron, that is all riddles.
I hate when paragraphs get self-aware. He went down to the lake, and oh my God, am I a book? Holy shit, I'm a book. Fuck. Oh, God, am I a book? Am I going to die? Am I even alive? Will I be remembered? What purpose do I serve?
More books should be like, they walked up the path and then said, I'm a book. Kill me.
Holy shit,
kill me.
I'm a book. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm a book.
I sent you both a picture of this paragraph as well. It may be easier for you to figure out what is so unusual about this paragraph if you are looking at it.
I'm hoping you can find
out. My phone was on airplane mode, so give it a second.
Aaron's phone has landed. You are now free to phone about the cabin.
Is it that they're all like run-on sentences or something?
It uses like only a few words.
Aaron, yes, but there's something else to it. But yeah, it uses very specific words.
Yeah, unusual, paragraph. Those are all said like three times.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It repeats a lot of words as well, yeah. And I think that a lot of the reason why it repeats words is to make it longer, to make it... But that, again, the fact that it repeats words doesn't make it more unusual, but it is very unusual for a reason.
But every sentence uses... Oh, no, that's not true.
Yeah, so it doesn't have anything to do with a specific word in there or like a grouping of words as much as it has to do with the totality of all of the words.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Oh, well, Aldo sees what's going on here.
I thought I solved it, but then I found some discrepancies. I thought that it was every sentence ends with it and begins with it, but that is incorrect. But no. Several sentences end with it and begin with it.
Again, it's less about individual words or groups of words as it is about every single word in here, in this riddle. Has something in common, I would say.
Every single word in here has something in common.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Vowels?
Aaron, can you elaborate? Can you use the answer in a sentence? I do love the direction that you're going here, Aaron, but I'm going to need the judges can't accept it unless it's a little more specific.
Every word has at least one vowel.
O A I I U.
I I A.
No E's.
U U U A. Ooh.
Aaron,
there's no E's in this paragraph.
You both got the riddle and described your method of solving it. No E's.
Just like a church rave, no E.
Just like my ideal version of entourage, no E.
Well, what about turtle?
That's my nightmare. I love the letter E because my name begins with E.
I want to see a scene. It's also my nightmare. Entourage without E, where's the heart? And then why would you even have Sloan in there? She doesn't fit.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are at the aforementioned church rave where there's no drugs permitted. And the two of you kind of, you don't know each other, but you kind of bumped into each other. You're kind of grooving and you both, one of you is trying to suss out the other to see if they're into drugs or if they're straight laced.
Hey.
Hey, Bethany, right?
Yeah. Gerard.
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler,
oh my gosh. Okay, you look a little bit like Gerard. He's your cousin, right?
Yes, Gerard's my cousin.
Incredible.
This is so fun.
Your pupils seem pretty dilated. Are you high off of Jesus's love?
That's so funny, Bethany. No, I had an eye appointment a little earlier in the day.
Oh, they dilated your eyes. Cool, you must be in a little bit of pain.
Yeah, oh yeah. Actually, you know, as long as I'm wearing these big sunglasses, it doesn't affect me too much, but I kind of wanted to look cool here at the dance.
Cool. What are you into?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I'm into pretty much everything that kids my age are into, right? Tech decks, Sunday school, alphabetical order.
Do you ever just like... go and take like more communion than you should or like more of the blood of Christ than you should?
Oh, no. I mean, not unless I was very hungry. Hey, Bethany, I know that this is kind of strange, but Gerard asked me if your cousin Mary Jane was going to be here at the dance.
Oh, wink, wink. Wink. You want to get fucked up?
Oh, so I'm sorry?
You want to get fucked up?
The Lord.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the Lord. Do you want to get fucked up?
I mean, I don't know if that's Gerard's intention, is marriage with said woman.
Oh, you mean my actual cousin, Mary Jane. Yeah, yes. She's dead from drugs.
Scene. The perfect ending.
Oh, boy.
That could happen to you.
That feels like a production they'd put on at a religious high school, like right before prom.
Oh, 100%.
Where it's like this awkward scene, and then it ends with them turning to the audience going, my cousin's dead from drugs.
I think I watched that in CCD, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
You guys, I have a Raffy song stuck in my head. You guys remember Raffy? You do?
I do, yeah.
The children's music musician who's amazing?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's the best.
We just talked about Raffy on Bill Buds the other day because Johnny was saying that a video from 1981 of Styx looked like a Raffy concert. I was like, that sucks.
That's amazing. Raffy's still alive. Isn't that amazing?
Well, R.I.P. Raffy.
No, don't! You had one job to do. Oh, God. Peanut butter sandwich made with jam. One for me and one for David and ma'am. Peanut butter sandwich made with jam. Stick, 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 stick. I know lots of witches, good and bad. But the best witch that I ever had is a peanut butter sandwich made with jam. Yum, 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 yum. I don't know the lyrics to any songs. And yet...
Raffy sounds like what a 3-year-old would call, like, the lottery.
Oh, 100%.
Daddy's playing the Raffy.
What if, like, a week from now, it was, like, Kevin McCarthy and Yanni that died, and we were like, what is the power that we have?
It's strange, but it's
not specific.
Like, it's too chaotic. We can't predict where it will fall.
Oh, no.
We have to shut it out in the podcast.
Okay, I do want to do one more riddle for you guys. This one is from Connor. But Connor, at the end of his email, says, cheers, Kevin. Goofed you one last time. It's actually Connor.
I don't think I've ever met a Connor who didn't punch me super hard in the shoulder and then go, what?
Okay, so Connor already off to a bad start. Connor says, got a little riddle for you. I've always remembered this one because I think it was the first riddle that made me mad and because it was such a wild scenario. Warning, it's weirdly biblical. Fits right in on the show. And here's how it goes. In hell, everyone is punished by being forced to eat with chopsticks that are 3 feet long. Everyone in hell is angry and starving because they cannot pick up their food and get it into their mouths. In heaven, everyone is gifted with 3-foot long chopsticks, but they are all happy and full. Why come? How that happen?
I know this. This is an old parable, and the reasoning is...
A tale
is because
as old as Bible.
In hell, the sushi is warm, and in heaven, the sushi is ice cold.
Ugh! Warm sushi.
Sushi is always warm when you throw it up.
Nope, that's not true.
I know the answer to
not
this.
If you're quick.
Aaron, do you know this one?
No,
crab
I don't know
ring.
This one. So
gross.
Is it like they like turn it into something else? Like they turn it into a chair or table
or
something?
It's like, yeah, it's like Snowpiercer. It's bugs.
In heaven, they sit on the chopsticks, and so they're all happy.
That's the noise that I make if I sit on chopsticks.
On a 3-foot chopstick.
Y'all are gross.
I'm guessing the end was the
dead.
End of your...
That's my death.
The chopstick
I
coming
hope
out
my
of your
heaven
mouth.
Isn't you two shoving stuff up your butt.
I'm just...
That's
I'm
just how I'm
hoping. I'm just sliding down the chopstick until I die.
Hey, guys. That's me being optimistic. I hope I don't see you there. I hope you two dummies are far, 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 much further south than I am. I hope I'm up there and no one's shoving stuff up their butt. Unless they want it to do, unless and it's normal.
I want to see
normal size. Yes.
The two of you are on a first date. It's a sushi restaurant. JPC, you don't know how to use chopsticks. Aaron, you do.
I love this restaurant.
I hope you're hungry. I ordered like a ton for us. So.
Oh, that's so cool. I've never heard of this. What, would you call it a style of food before?
Oh, weird. Really?
Sushi.
Never...
Am I saying that right?
Wow. Yeah. I feel like of all of the international cuisines, it's one that has been in America for a very long time.
America. I do know that one.
Okay. I'm slowly seeing some red flags that indicate you're an alien. I noticed it sort of right out of the gate.
No. I was born in this country.
No. I mean sort of a space alien. when you picked me up, I said, thank you for holding the door for me, like opening the door to the car for me. And you said, bleep, yes. Blorp. I mean, you're welcome. You got
okay.
beamed up to space for a second earlier. that was another sort of indicator.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bleep, blorp.
Second check-in. Is she on to you?
Negative. I do not believe.
Don't make fun of my voice. Speak how you speak. I feel like you're always mocking me.
I'm sorry. It's you know that I am a
mimic. Is that an X? Is that an
and
X?
I pick up accents when I froze time, but by the way, before I left the table. So she is none the wiser to what is happening here.
You forgot to freeze it this time. I can hear you, and I'm asking you if that's an X.
Hold on. I'm picking up some interference from outside. Continue. You have to speak a little louder, bleep blorp.
Pick up interference, but don't pick up the check, because we don't have any earth money. No.
Again, I don't know what that means. Bleep blorp out.
Sending you back down.
Any hoozle,
yeah, you didn't freeze time.
Where do we keep the missiles?
You didn't freeze time. You don't have any money for this date. This isn't going well.
Okay.
Was that your ex on that call? You know what? I'm out of here.
No, please. I know that this date is not perfect, but you also work for the government and you know where the missiles are.
Okay. Goodbye. Grabs coat, starts to walk out.
Wait. Maybe before you leave, you could drink a little champagne out of this flute with me.
Oh my god, I'm blushing.
Scene.
I'm James Schmand. I wasn't an alien at all. I'm a secret alien.
I love an alien that thinks he's freezing. I love an alien that thinks he's freezing time, but it's absolutely not.
Adel, did you know the answer to this riddle?
Yes. In hell, they can't eat the food because they're trying to feed themselves with these 3-foot-long chopsticks, and it just will not work. That's not how math works. But in heaven, they use the 3-foot-long chopsticks to feed each other.
Because they're good people, because they're in heaven. I'll tell you this. I'm not really great with chopsticks, and if I can't get it in the first couple of grabs, going in with my fingies, and that's what I would be doing in hell.
In hell, the pianos only play chopsticks.
Adel, if in your personal hell, right. What's something that you would like to be doing, or something that you would like to plug?
Something I want to plug. I was recently on the podcast, The Smallwood Session, so please check that out. I feel like I was on something else, but I can't recall. I'll have to promote it next week if I remember what it was, but maybe I wasn't. Back to you.
Bleep blorp. Aaron, something you'd like to plug?
Bleep blorp, yes. Thank you so much. Follow me, Aaron Keep 10, on Instagram. I will hopefully have some fun projects coming out this year. So please do that. Also, if you are either working in this field professionally or it's a hobby of yours, please reach out to me on Instagram if you animate or draw for comic books or you're looking to get into that. Or you have a really close friend that you you think deserves a spotlight for the work they're doing in that arena. Aaron Keep 10 on Instagram, reach out to me if that, and also link some of your work or some of their work so I can see. Thank you so much. Reach out to me if you're interested.
JPC, anything to plug?
No, you know, we've already done the live show that we were going to do. I have absolutely nothing on the horizon, so I will be on twitch.tv/SharkBarkman playing video games almost every day.
Well, hold on.
Miserable life is over.
What the fuck? That was still a plug. You said, no, I don't have plugs, and then you plugged your Twitch.
That's not my Twitch.
Peanut butter sandwich made with jam. One for me and one for David and Ram. Peanut butter sandwich made with jam. Stick, 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 stick.
Aaron, can you work a planet into that?
Yeah. I know lots of witches, good and bad, but the best witch I have ever had is Jupiter. Goodbye. I love you, Raffy. Call me.
Bye. Aaron, I don't have much on this podcast. The one thing I have is bye forever. And you said Jupiter.
Yum, 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 yum. Bye forever.
What was just Jupiter for 100 episodes has suddenly become Jupiter. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye.
And then you say bye forever after
totally
that.
Totally invalidates my bye forever.
Oh, God. My God. He's sitting on a swing on the playground going, I feel sorry for himself. Say goodbye after I say goodbye.
R.I.P. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keith. Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo.
Hey there, movies and titles. If you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We play the Hey Riddle Riddle exclusive IMDb Fokker Can You Milk Me trivia game. And it's only happening at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.